I don't think I have time to do the article, Landlords Not Liable for Everything. I better save that. Mm-hmm. It was an article by Bob Hunt, who is a broker and was a past guest, because I do want to follow up on the Zillow interview. Mm-hmm. And I'm so sorry I had forgotten about this. Maybe I would have held the guest over for another segment. We just have a couple of minutes. But there was a call to a real estate office from a man who was irate over the real estate agent who had an ad over this guy's house that was not for sale. So he, for some reason, went online, put in his home address, and there was his house apparently for sale, and there was some poor schmuck real estate agent that had just, you know, paid Zillow to get on their website because people are going to the website and that's what they do. They sell ads to real estate agents, not to restaurants. You know, that's the field is real estate. So the guy called the office demanding that that real estate broker get rid of the Zillow ad with his house on it. And of course, you know, there's nothing they can do. This woman is trying to sue Zillow. They can't change the price on it. This guy's house wasn't even for sale. So the recommendation is go to Zillow and put your address in there and see if it looks like it's for sale. And if you're a litigation attorney and you have your house for sale and or you're about to have your house for sale and you go to Zillow and you don't like the price, get a hold of Barbara Anderson in Glenview, Illinois, and see how she's doing with her lawsuit where she's suing Zillow because she claims that they're not appraisers. She's going on a technical statute out of Illinois. In her case, Zillow is saying her house is worth less than what she thinks it's worth. But my example, you don't want them saying it's worth more, because if you believe it's worth more and then you list your house for more, then you're overshooting the market. So there you go. Zillow, you're not zestfully confused. You're not fully confused until you're zestimately confused. We'll finish up with another tail end of motoring with Mark. This is might be quite common. I had never seen it before and was up on the Mesa. Now, you know how you drive along and you see the address painted on your curb? And some real innovative entrepreneurs have a little template, and they walk around, leave notes on your door, and it can range from $12. I just recently paid as much as $20 for a client's house, and the houses in that neighborhood sell for $1 million, $1.2 million range. But I've seen less expensive, maybe $12 or $15 elsewhere. And you know, they put a thing in it, if you leave the money here, I'll come by the next day. And very innovative and very clever and very, I like it. As long as you don't live in a neighborhood where everyone is going to block and park in front of your curb. So, but this time I saw, in addition to the side of the curb, it was on top of the curb as well, twice. An aerial view. Maybe if you have drones coming through your neighborhood. Well, when they start delivering Amazon.com, they're going to want to see, you're going to want it on your roof. So you think I'm joking? I guess that's, no, well, they don't need the address because they're going to have GPS. But I saw that and I was wondering why they did it. It was up on the Mesa, in the Alta Mesa area. What would be the advantage of having it written on top of the curb? Stumbling along, drunk, can't find your house? Hey, I'll look down at the curb. Okay, that's another motoring with Mark. Mark Schneiman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.